Dear friends, good evening. Thank you very much for coming tonight on 23rd of February 2012 here in Celeste in Vienna. Starting this event, probably I'll have to say some words why and why I decided to organize this event. In 1997, I had an accident, attack in Moscow, and I was in the hospital. First person who helped me collecting money and sending money to Moscow, Austrian embassy, was Ida Hintze. By that time, a lot of his colleagues like Wolfgang Bauer and Friederike Mayrücke, Ernst Jandl, and many, many other poets have been collecting money to send and help me. So with this money, I could pay my stay in hospital, and then I would come with my daughter. We were able to buy two tickets also and come to Vienna. And when I arrived to Vienna, he found an apartment for me on Wolfganggasse, not so far from Lingenfeldgasse. So it was a very small and simple apartment, but it was possible to arrive and have some place to stay. All these years, I've been very, very thankful to Ida. And we met with him actually very first time at Stockholm Poetry Festival in 1992. And when we were flying, he didn't know who I am. But after the show, he came up to me and he's saying, "Wow, so you are the one who flew with me from Vienna. So you are living in Vienna." I say yes. He say, "Well, you have to come to my place and maybe you can organize some masterclass." So this was the first project we did together. I was at his academy. I had a workshop about overtone singing, and I had the readings and the performances with the sound poetry. So probably it's not a best event. On the other hand, I think better it would not be. But short after when I got the news, so I decided that to invite all his colleagues and record it, and try maybe later on to make album out of it dedicated to Ida Hintze. I would like to open up this evening with some texts I was writing in German with help of Susanna Toth, translating from Russian into German. Dichter Leuchtturm. Das Leben des Dichters ist ein endloses Brand. Das Prometheus leuchtet einst. Im stürmischen Ozean des Lebens, im bodenlosen Ozean des Lebens, die Stimme des Dichters, die Wörter des Dichters, wie Omen, wie ein Rufezeichen, ein Leuchtturm der Rettung. Sterben Dichter nie, Dichter gehen. Die Tunnel des Bewusstseins zu überprüfen und die Tiefe des Universums erleuchten von Licht. Wir sind heute hier versammelt, um eine des erstaunlichsten Dichter Ida Hintze die herzlichen Wörter des Liebe zu sagen. Dichter gehen, Dichter sterben nie. Und wir an sie Eriner. So I invite tonight for Viennese dialect my friend Gerwig Rozmyslovsky, probably will be a discovery for you. Poetry, his own poetry, and a kind of prayer.